I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Terre Haute Symphony celebrates Valentine's Day with a concert Saturday evening in Tilson Auditorium. Music by Sibelius, Barber, Debussy, Elgar, Rachmaninoff, Strauss, and Vaughan Williams. It's a concert that conductor David Bowden affectionately calls Love Those Strings. And our guest is the orchestra's principal cellist, Kurt Fowler. Kurt, thanks very much for talking with us.
Sure, happy to be here.
In addition to your work with the Terre Haute Symphony, you play in Chicago's 21st Century Musical Ensemble and in the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra. Now, this seems to suggest a rather wide affection for the middle, the early, and the late edges of what's called classical music.
That's exactly right. I really enjoy all of the styles, and I own a Baroque cello, so I do quite a bit of Baroque cello playing. And actually, you know, I also run the Contemporary Music Festival at Indiana State University, and so I'm quite involved in both performing contemporary music and trying to see it continued in the musical arts.
For Saturday's Valentine's Eve concert, you have something special for the audience. It's something old and something new.
That's right. So, right, I assume you're speaking specifically about the Rachmaninoff vocal leaf that I'm playing.
Yes.
That's right. So the vocal leaf, of course, is an older piece. It was written in 1915 and a piece originally for voice and piano, and has been transcribed simply because the voice part is sung just on the vowel sound ah, and so it was easily transcribed to, you know, to an instrument. And so it has been very popular as a piece for cello and piano. And when David suggested the possibility of doing this, I just assumed that there was a string part as well, that there was an orchestration for it. But lo and behold, there wasn't. So our resident composer, Dan Powers, actually arranged the piece for strings and solo cello. So I'm really excited about that. I'm really thankful to Dan for doing that. And he's been a fantastic colleague in the orchestra and has done, of course, many things for us.
Dan himself, a string player, a violist with the orchestra, so he not only loves composing for those strings, but loves playing them as well.
Exactly. That's right.
In addition to your featured spot on the Terre Haute Symphony's Valentine's Day evening, harpist Harriet Moore gets a chance to play a piece that Dan Powers talks about in his notes, and says that we owe capitalism for this, because it actually came down to being an ad for a new kind of harp. The Debussy dances sacred and profane.
Right. It was commissioned for this new harp that Pleyel had created, this chromatic harp. And so Debussy wrote this piece for this harp. And, you know, in spite of the fact that the harp actually never really caught on, Debussy was still able to use it quite often with just a few variants on it. And it's perfectly performable on a standard harp, and is done so quite often. So it's a great piece to hear, and I'm so happy that Harriet's going to be able to perform it.
So we have a case in which the original instrument is on the shelf, but the piece has had really quite a life of its own.
Exactly, and from what I understand, I'm not a harpist, of course, but it is part of the standard repertoire for the harp.
We've been talking with cellist Kurt Fowler about the upcoming Celebrate Valentine's Day concert, Saturday the 13th in Tilson Hall. In addition to Kurt's solo work, the orchestra's principal harpist, Harriet Moore, will be featured in dances by Debussy. And by the way, there are still tickets available for the supper at the symphony preceding the concert. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.